5 now. Not that you know. Not that I'm counting.
So you got nominated to come play with us tonight.
Oh yeah, no big deal.
Hopefully these guys
are
quick.
This is fancy.
Yeah.
I've been seeing a little setup like this in a while.
Hi, Betsy.
Hi. You having fun?
Yeah. How can you not, right?
Yeah. Super exciting stuff. Sorry I missed the last meeting. I was sick and had doctor's appointment. We'll be more happy after tomorrow, huh? True, my pretty try. Or
we'll be
read that whole thing, all 40, whatever, 30 some pages. I'm like, no. So hopefully we'll all get to
go. I hope so too.
I had a pack for you, but I didn't think about that you'd be here, so we'll get it.
Did you get the changes to the agreement?
It came out as light material.
Yes.
Yeah.
I haven't heard from anybody, so I'm assuming that everybody's here.
I did do red
language
enough so that
you
guys can see.
This will be the meeting where we have a huge public turnout.
Right.
I should be surprised if we ever had one person from the public show.
Yeah, just one? Yeah.
You've even just
one.
Did you see my email on the NHS agreement?
Yes, that they have it.
I met with him like 3 weeks ago, or maybe it was a little longer, and it was struck the time. But I thought that I was going to hear from them like within a couple of days because I went over it with Art and Greg had looked at it. But I think he had some other changes. Or
he told me yesterday he wanted to make sure they could get more money. I said, well, just don't even bother. He died laughing. He died laughing. That was clarity. I said, there's no more ohms in the.
Is it just a recording thing? It's not. It's going to make our voice louder.
I've been waiting to hear back from them. That's what he told me yesterday. Because I was trying to give the update to the animal services committee. Yeah. And so I said,
don't be mad.
I know I saw Adrian.
Now shut up unless you have something to say.
So in my ears,
I hope he thinks he's supposed to get back to me because that's what I'm waiting for.
I remember.
But I'll check him.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Because I think he said him and Greg were trying to figure out how long the term is in that.
Salsa today.
I think I put it for 10 years.
At the same rate for 10 years, or every 2 years you'd analyze it, or that's the problem, I can tell you in a nutshell.
I think it was a 10-year at the same rate, but then when I spoke with Art weeks ago, he mentioned something about can we reevaluate. I said, well, you can always ask. It doesn't mean they're going to say yes. But I think there were other potential concerns that I don't know about yet.
Okay. But I think he said they were minor. But that's what they wanted.
If that's the case, then they could always ask for it. It's not like, especially if expenses really increase or something, it makes sense for them to at least be able to bring it to the board. But
just give them like every 3 years we can renegotiate. Kind of like we just did in this one. Every so many years we can renegotiate these pieces of the terms. You have to mutually agree or it doesn't happen anyway, so.
There was one other thing he had talked to me about. I don't remember what it is right now, but like I said, I'll have to check in with him because I'm expecting to hear from them, so we'll see.
But I thought it was just knock knock where am I supposed to be out?
Because she wanted somebody walk to the door.
She wanted me to shut the door. She's freezing. Mm-hmm. And I said, you'll have to let him in because the darn door is locked.
Oh, yeah. That's why we.
I don't know, but Kathy told me she's I'll let him in, I promise.
Yeah, I thought about that a few minutes ago.
Because the general public's got to be able to get in.
Yeah.
Well, my dash doesn't even open this door.
Yep.
So,
oh, we have to have a whole
powerful
badge. Mm-hmm. Which comes with, all sorts of other
fun. Yeah, there you go. Careful what you aspire to. That's what I always tell people.
Yeah.
Careful what you aspire to. It's not as glorious up there as you think. Oh.
What's that?
Do we have a quorum then?
Yes.
With
three?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get started. Maybe Mike, I don't know, I didn't hear anything from Mike or Ernie, so they said they were going to attend last week, but I don't know, they might show up a little bit.
What time is yours?
Did they go over to the community center?
Well, why don't you give it just like in case, and then they're going to do like I did, and look back down,
the bridge.
Well, because I thought we had the Bonanza room is what we announced.
I
think you can just we can knock off public comment, roll call, and then
let's give him 2 more minutes.
And then we'll go.
She didn't delete that. She
could. You can knock off the front end anyway, really quickly. Minutes, roll call.
I didn't realize.
Big public comment.
They didn't take off the 851 East Loom Street.
Oh, on hers.
On mine, it's 103 East Proctor.
108.
108, yeah.
Yours is different.
Here's Michael right now. Hello? We're at the brick building right across from City Hall, Community Development Permit Center. You're close. We just said that. They're over in the wrong spot, so you know where my office is, right? You know where City Hall is? That is. That we're right in Conference Room A.
Behind the cigar bar.
Do you want to pass? Oh, can you do it on the phone? Can you do it on the phone? Iris, Michael, can you do it on the phone?
You can.
Yes, you want me to put you on speaker? Oh, Ernie's on his way over here. He was at the community center.
Okay.
So Ernie will be here in just a minute. Okay. All right, I'll do that. Bye, bud. All right. Okay. All right, we'll wait just a minute for Ernie. Okay, bye. I think because we said it was going to be at the Bonanza, they didn't catch that it changed.
And if you look online, it actually says both addresses.
That's what he says. Lori, we're wandering around the hallways.
Oh,
where
Michael,
are you guys?
Is Michael with him?
Huh? Yeah, it's Michael and Ernie. We're wandering all over there. I was already there. I don't know how I missed them. They must have.
On the last email.
Well, I sent an email.
Yeah,
I sent
an email.
That it was at the break.
Yeah.
Conference room A.
When did you send that?
Like Friday.
Yeah, Friday or something. When we confirmed the location.
Huh.
What was available?
Yeah, you get something in your mind.
Mine was just pure habit. The car just drove there. And I like my chair. It's like I sit in the same chair for every meeting. Don't mess with me. Sorry.
So both of them are over, are they coming over?
Ernie's, he'll be here in just a second,
okay.
And Michael will call in.
Okay.
Ernie's already, Michael said Ernie's already...
In or out.
Speeding.
Michael's not going to come.
No, his office is right across the street from the thing, and I think he's...
He probably just walks across.
He does. Doesn't have a car. That's what he said. I'm walking back across the street, and I'll call in. Whatever. I'll put him like this and say, here, come on,
he might have trouble hearing, but...
He just needs to vote yes on everything and we'll be fine.
That was good.
We can turn them off when we don't need. So people don't think it's closed. Pure habit, huh? So what's your bet? Are we gonna have a long meeting tomorrow? It's never the item I think, I can assure you of that. Right, it's never.
That is true. It's even my items, like all would be like it's this one, and
yeah,
then
they just got the questions.
Like,
yeah, but you know, ready for that one.
Know, I mean, it never is what you think it's gonna be, so.
Well, I think some of the bigger ones we've already beat them up more in advance.
Yeah.
And so it'll be the oddball,
yeah,
odd thing out
that
comes and goes.
Nothing in.
Oh, wait, I still read all the rest of them, I sure, right? But it'll be the odd thing out that I didn't get a chance to.
Yeah.
It'll be the $5,000 redevelopment.
The $5,000 sign and the $3 million software just goes right on.
I said this is definitely the meaningless software. I used to tease about that at the legislature. Wow, the 10 million baby to baby program that was a single line budget. Literally. Because it was the governor's pet project. One line. I had basketballs inside of the housing project thing that I worked on, and they argued over the price of the basketballs. So I'm like,
what?
That 10 million went through with zero questions, and there was no detail. I mean, it was a budget of one line. Baby to baby, 10 million. You worry about $10, $58 basketballs? My priorities here today. I mean, like you said, I had stacks of stuff ready for baby to baby. Okay, we put that CAMS budget in 3 months ago, but I'm ready now. I can do this.
No questions. You spend hours preparing.
Hours,
yeah.
And then it's like the one that's.
Yeah, I can go to Walmart and get this basketball for $33, so why do you have 58? State purchasing law said I have to buy it off the contracted list. My guy goes, well, what can we do here? I said, I don't know. Do you want to give me 9 basketballs? Okay.
So that's what it is. Now you're trying to get back at us because you had to go through all the torture.
You have no idea. That's my thing. Hello? Okay, I'll put you on speaker.
This is, I hope it won't sound too strange.
No, and you'll be on. You're on. Okay.
Okay, great. Are there any, there weren't any written materials, were there?
Any additional, you mean, besides the packet?
Right. Anything in writing, any written documents to take a look at? I think it was just more discussing things, so.
There was no new material.
There was no new material.
Okay, great.
Just the minutes from.
But I'll just wait here until Ernie gets there.
Uh-huh. Are you hearing him yet? Okay. Come on, Ernie.
I'll go take a
peek. It can't be that far because it took me 2.5 minutes for my mistake. Hey, there he is.
There he is.
Hey, Ernie.
Anywhere.
Hi, Ernie.
Open seat.
That's okay. We all.
We've all done it before, yes. So.
Well, at least I was with Mike, so I felt much better.
Yeah, that's okay. I was there earlier. I don't know how I missed you guys.
Yeah,
and I just happened to look down and went, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, I walked right into it.
So is this thing recorded?
There you go.
It is. Okay.
When you tell
all right. Me. Good afternoon. Welcome to the special meeting for the audit committee. Call to order and roll call. Present.
Chairperson Bertrand.
Here.
Member Bagwell.
Here.
Member Mayhorn.
Here.
Member Strasberg.
Here.
Members present.
Okay, great. Thank you. We don't have any members of the public, but I'll just go through this quick for the sake of this public meeting. Public is invited at this time to comment on and discuss any topic that is relevant or within the authority of the Carson City Audit Committee. In order for members of the public to participate in the committee's consideration of agenda, and the committee strongly encourages members of the public to comment on the agenda item during the item itself. No action may be taken on a matter raised under public comment unless the item is specifically included on the agenda as an item upon which measures, action may be taken. With that, the next item is the approval of the October 3rd minutes. Are on a committee meeting from October 3rd, 2017. Do I have a motion to approve?
Sure. I move to approve the minutes of October 3, 2017 of the audit committee as presented.
Second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Passes with a majority. Wraps up that item. Adoption of today's agenda. I don't believe there's any other new items to discuss, but do we have to motion this? No?
No.
Okay. Next item is just the items for the discussion today. Under 6A, for possible action, to recommend that the Board of Supervisors approve the Finance Review and Selection Committee's recommendation for a contract award to Pierce, Bowler, Taylor, and Kern for the Carson City external audit function. I guess it's a 3-year contract, correct?
It is.
Okay. And it would be starting with this, the end of this fiscal year for the city, which ends June 30th, 2018.
Yes, Jason Leake, Chief Financial Officer. So yes, it's a 3-year agreement. We went out, did an SOQ. We received 6 responses back. Ike Bailey's contract expired the end of December 2017, so we went out and did a full SOQ process related to that and their contract. The new contract will be for the 2018, 19, and 20 fiscal years.
Okay.
So we have Laura Rader here, who's our contracting department. So if there's any questions that you have related to that whole process, she's here to answer those. And I can answer any questions that you might have.
Kind of, new to this, can you guys kind of walk me through what was done, how the city operates, and it's like a three-year process.
Okay.
Or contract for this 3-year audit.
Sure. Do you want me to?
You can sure start right.
Sure. So we issued an SOQ. That's part of your agenda item packet so that you could go through.
Mm-hmm.
We issued that. We had a period of questions where we received questions from any potential applicant or respondent. We answered those questions and got them back written responses. We received 6 responses to it. The committee scored those and recommended interview of 4 of the 6. And then we held actual virtual interviews with each of those 4 candidate firms. And then based off of the combined recommendations, the scoring for both of those, we're recommending Pierce and Bowler coming out of it. So the primary reason for the difference between those, between the number 1 and number 2 at the end of it, Pierce and Bowler's auto approach, in their proposal, they included an additional 400 hours of staff time to take care of us and service our needs. In addition, they identified a risk-based audit approach that was dependent upon internal controls and modifying their substantive procedures based off of those.
Okay.
The number 2 candidate did not identify that, and their fee structure, even though they identified an additional 400 hours, they actually discounted the rate more than the number 2 candidate. And so we feel like we're getting a better service for not that much more price.
Okay.
And this is a pretty consistent process that the city uses. You know, we'll enter into a contract with the external auditors for 3 years, you know, then do an SOQ, and then, you know, go for the next 3 years. So it just happened to be that, you know, this was the end of their contract in December 2017, and so that's what initiated the process.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great.
And the last time only 2 proposals came in 3 years ago, and we received 2.
Okay.
What did they discuss in here, the initial 400 hours?
You won't see that.
I can see that.
You can see the hours that they're proposing.
Yeah.
The number two candidate firm. The number two firm only identified 730 hours worth of work. About 1,100
hours, roughly. Mm-hmm. And the pricing was?
Yeah, we're within thousands of dollars. It's not a big difference.
When you do an SOQ or an RFP, which is a request for proposal, it's not a hard bid. It's not the dollar amount. It's all the other factors that come in. So for this, the dollar amount was a portion of it, but wasn't the determining factor.
Okay.
And that's standard across how we do our SOQs and RFPs through the city.
It wouldn't matter if it was twice as much. Then it would matter.
Then it would, yes. Then that would come in as a play.
Yeah.
You know. But when they're $1,000, it's really not something else.
We did have one respondent that bid out, and they only bid like 400 hours for the entire engagement. And we knew right off the bat, this person does not know what they're doing with us. And so we dropped them out. They didn't even get an interview.
And the hours are comparable to what you had in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can ask, do you think, though, that there's more hours in this one than the prior because it's a new engagement? They discount. I mean, I don't want to pretend that this one did anything magnanimous. It's when you're new to the engagement, you're going to need more hours. They discounted it to bring it into the price range to get the bid. I mean, let's not.
Right.
So
yeah.
I don't know that your 400 hours is really getting you more service. It might take them 400 hours to set up all the standard auditing forms that the other firm already has in place. But so again, I just like to be clearer on the record. It's not, they're not going to audit four more programs for the city. They're not going to, we're not getting any of that.
No, we're not getting any additional reports or any additional services.
Right.
But based off of the conversations that we had with them, we felt like they were going to do a better job of investigating and coming back with recommendations for process improvement and things like that with the engagement. We felt like we were going to get a better product at the end of the day.
Yeah, that was a significant amount of hours just to get up to speed on the internal control structure within the city. So.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of work on both sides.
Well,
yep.
Exactly.
Yes.
As I said, I don't want to.
Was I the other one of the respondents?
Yes. They were actually the number two.
I noticed that they had an engagement quality review in their proposal. Are they going to do one, as a matter of fact, because it's the first year of the engagement, or is that upon request?
How does that work? They're doing an engagement review, an internal review, and that was standard. We saw that from most of the respondents.
Other comments? Michael, you got any comments?
I guess my comments were, I thought one of the things we were going to be looking at is the results of the comments from the past year's audit. Is Dan Carter there to give a presentation?
He was not available today, but he's going to be at the May meeting.
So, Mike, we pushed that to the next meeting.
Okay.
Two separate issues. One, this is approval of the audit going forward. The other issue is, the legacy, looking at the audit findings from 2016-17.
Okay. Normally, I think before we would move on, we would take a look at the results of the last audit, but okay, I follow that.
Yeah, and I think you guys mentioned it the last meeting when I wasn't there. It was just, in the transition from me to Jason and not getting that on that last meeting, I apologize for that, and so we'll just move that off to the next meeting, but we felt that, like you said, it's two different items.
Yeah, one is
the Michael, we're pushing the discussion of last year's audit to the May meeting. This was strictly to get the approval down here because we had a timeline and a constraint we had to do for the end.
The only other question I would have, and it was a little hard to hear some of the people speaking, but when they're talking about the allocation of the hours and all, I'm assuming they were looking, are the rates per hour for the level of staff and management and partner review comparable to ID Bailey? I mean, how is it that they were able to come under budget?
ID Bailey discounted their fees by 25 or 30%, and Piercy Bowler discounted them by 50%.
Okay.
So were their hourly rates pretty comparable between, like, with the partners?
Yeah, the hourly rate for a partner versus a partner and one firm or the other. I'm assuming they had a breakdown of how they were, the different levels of staff and management on the job.
Mm-hmm.
My question was that looked at and compared?
It was.
Okay. And it was comparable?
Yes.
Michael, the discount is what?
Right.
The amount of the discounted, right, the discounted rate is what Piercy did to bring it in.
Yep.
They discounted it more.
They basically discounted the rate.
Yep.
Correct.
Actually, I think they were a little bit more than I do.
Yeah, well.
In the first year.
Theirs does not tear up,
right.
Piercy Bowler is a flat fee for the 3 years. Less.
Right.
And Ike Bailey was the graduated out.
Right. Well, no, no, we didn't look at those ones.
Yeah.
If we did, I'd have to do a different disclosure.
Michael, I know you had mentioned, this is Nancy, when I was watching the last meeting about the audit committee, and we were talking about Bill Prowse, and he was a little bit more involved in the process last time, but as a city, with Laura here being the expert purchasing person that she is, we've moved more towards having, you know, what do you call it?
It's an evaluation that our subject matter experts, so you bring in, so no matter what topic is, you formulate who your evaluation committee is ahead of time, and there are people that are considered to be subject matter experts on what that topic is, and so that they're together, they're evaluating, and then they make the recommendation.
But don't we often have a subject matter expert that's not only from the direct staff department?
Well, most of them are. Yeah. I'm just saying it's not someone voting. It's not the board member. It's not that type of thing. Yes, a lot of times we had someone brought in that was public. So it isn't that it's only staff. If it's something that is we need additional eyes in, then we will reach out. To other government entities to sit on that evaluation committee with us.
But we didn't on this one.
No, we did not.
Would there be any need for some transition from the previous auditor?
Yeah, they will coordinate with each other to review the work papers and that sort of thing.
And that's already included in this proposal.
Yep.
That's pretty
professional standard.
It's pretty typical. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of change in auditors. A lot of firms are shaking hands and hand stuff off accordingly.
It'll be a little painful
for
sure.
Yeah, I'm called a very painful processor, so that's why I asked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been through it, but it's been a long
time. You're welcome to the team, Jason.
Yeah, we're kind of inviting the pain.
Yeah, no, that's right. Seriously.
All right, so any other comments, questions, concerns? If not, I have a motion to approve. In my opinion, it looks like a very thorough bid. It looks like they're very well qualified. And, you know, it was cost competitive. So do we have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve the finance review and selection committee's recommendation for contract award to Percy Fowler, Taylor and Kern for the Carson City external audit function as presented.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 concludes the meeting items.
I did have one other item that I wanted to discuss with you.
Okay.
Is at the last meeting, you voted to move some money around and redo the audit plan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The recommendation at that meeting should have been to recommend to the Board of Supervisors to make these changes.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make sure everybody's okay with that. We'll move that forward to an agenda item for the board to formally take action on.
Okay. Would that be a tomorrow's meeting?
No.
No, it'll be on the 15th.
15th.
Yeah.
No.
No. All right.
So that was the only other thing that I wanted to talk about.
Public comment. Public's invited at this time to comment on any other item that may that is not specifically included on the agenda as an action item. No action item may be taken on a matter raised under this item on the agenda. And with that, the meeting is adjourned. Thanks for attending.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michael.
Okay.
Bye, you. Work hard.